Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Serapis Bey, who is with you in this moment. As you elevate your consciousness, coming to rest, so to speak, within the radiance of your temple, upon the higher dimensions. Bring this to your awareness and begin to deepen. We sense the heartbeat of creation and the corresponding movement as the ocean of consciousness begins to form about us. As your mind loosens its hold upon you and your earthly day seems to drift and soon becomes but an echo. So then you come into the still point of self, a place so powerful a place so majestic that which is the still point of your soul, of which you are part. We sense the movement. We sense the heartbeat. Come into your breath. It is the one breath that passes between us and passes between all whom are present in this moment. It's as if you were each breathing for the first time, for you are no longer contained by space or time or physicality, and so then your consciousness begins to breathe and to remember you stretch outward, so to speak, as all of creation comes into your awareness, as the dazzling spectrums of light, that which is the tangible aspect of love, journeys into your awareness, for you understand you encompass everything there is to encompass. You are not separate and never were. So come into your breath, the one everlasting breath. And so it is that lightness comes upon you as you remember that this is your natural state of being, that you are expanded, held in love and all its beauty in the form of light. that you have a sense of the greatest majesty that creation is as it is, unfolded before you. You sense also the greater ocean of consciousness of which you are part and to which you bring completion. It's as if a thousandfold arms embrace you in this moment. For the love returns to your consciousness as the human awareness begins to recede, and with it, all forms of limitation and unsureness. For you are remembering now how magnificent it is to be in existence, to be part of the whole, to be united with all else, not simply through words, not simply through that which is meditation, but rather that this is how you breathe. For we breathe as one, and we move as one, and we rejoice as one. And I am with you, and many are with us, for all those whom guide and teach, and love and adore you in spirit, are with you in this moment. Are with you in this breath. You begin to stretch outward, and you begin to deepen, and all that is of love and beauty pours itself into your very being. You are as light as a feather, and as innocent as a newborn child. For that which is the illusion of physical existence is of the illusion, and all heaviness, all concerns, and all constraints simply cease to be. They are not actual. This you know, this you understand. Come into this freedom. Come into this innocence, where you are held for all time, where you are loved and understood entirely, and loved all the more for it. This is your existence, do you see? It is your birthright. Take ownership, for your world is coming into its transition, we may say, and you are placed as you are upon it. And that which is the timing of this day has its influence, not because of that which is in spirit, but because of the collective emphasis placed upon it by your humanity and your humanness. For here, outside of space and time, here within the greater majesty of creation and the beauty of your soul, you realize that every day upon your world is stupendous, that there is never not a time where the greatest of will from divinity prevails upon your world, and that showers of love find their way into it. Do you see? Where there is no time or space, every moment, the one everlasting moment, is bathed in beauty and wonder. This is open to you every moment of every hour, of every day, of every year upon your world. You have simply forgotten, and the majority hides it from view. But you remember. You remember in this moment, and you take this moment with you into your world. There is transition. Not for that which is to come for your world, but rather for that which your world is to remember. Do you see? There is a powerful point of difference. It is a returning. It is a remembering. For you have forgotten so much, and so much of that which is your own magnificence. And more than this, your own powerful influence. Come into the feeling of this experience. For you are light as a feather. And you are close to that which you call bliss. There is nothing to be concerned by, and no thoughts directed toward doingness. You are enough as you are. For the whole of eternity, for to be you is to have universe upon universe held within your expansion. So then, enjoy the uniqueness of your predicament in human physical form. For it is tremendous in its difference from the rest of creation. Be at peace with it and bring peace into your world so that it may remember and return. And I am Serapis Bey. Stay a moment longer in the bliss that is you.